Welcome to this session where we'll be exploring how to soften fear. Start by finding a comfortable position. Allow your arms to rest by your sides. And whenever you're ready, close your eyes. And take a few moments to stretch out in whatever way feels best, to release any kinks you might be holding in your body. And as you settle in, take a few deep inhales and exhales to let go of any thoughts, distractions, expectations, or anticipations. Inhaling fully and exhaling completely, letting all your muscles relax. And as you breathe in and out, let all the muscles in your body melt and loosen. And as you allow your breath to settle into a full but easy rhythm, take a moment to notice your inhales and exhales. Do they feel balanced? Is one part of the breath longer than the other? Without forcing or creating any tension, see if you can balance the length of your inhales and exhales. If your out-breaths are brief, simply count the pace of your inhale and then gradually lengthen your exhales until they're both equal. If your inhales feel short or sharp, count the duration of your exhale and progressively extend your in-breaths. Balance each inhale and each exhale. And if your mind's wandered, or if you find yourself worrying, fantasizing, or thinking, gently bring yourself back to the breath. And simply continue to balance your inhales and your exhales. Now, softly relax your awareness. Through times of change and uncertainty, it's common to experience fear. And what's interesting about this emotion is that our response to fear is often what perpetuates it. The anxiety of finding a new job can be so paralyzing that we don't even pull out our resume. The fear of rejection can be so gripping, we never muster the nerve to strike up a conversation. So it's our resistance to facing our fears that magnifies them. When frozen with worry and dread, we're usually preoccupied with the future. So the most helpful thing we can do is pull ourselves back to the present moment, acknowledge our fears, and breathe into them. As we connect to the present, we recognize that whatever has us afraid is merely a potentiality, like a bad dream. In this moment, our feet are planted, heart beating, breath flowing. Here and now, we are safe. And as we feel more grounded in the present, our fear softens. As Sri Nisargadatta Maharaj said, "Past and future are in the mind only. I am now." Now sweep your attention through your entire body, bathing it with the breath. And then bring your awareness back to the room. Wiggle your fingers and toes. And whenever you're ready, open your eyes.